This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With many of the Democratic presidential candidates set to debate in Los Angeles tonight, let's take a moment to talk election security. Congress sent $380 million to states to harden their systems to keep hackers out of voting lists and voting machines. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington.
Rallies like these are where candidates try to get out the vote, but prep for the mechanics of voting happens in quiet offices, like that of Chris Piper, commissioner for the Virginia Department of Elections.
The irony of being an election official is that if you've done your job right, then nobody notices.
Virginia was among the states probed by foreign hackers in 2016. Piper says the Commonwealth is working to ensure that doesn't happen again.
Virginia was obviously one of the states that was scanned, but we were not breached. And we've taken an incredible number of steps to improve that security posture.
The federal government gave $650 million to states in the early 2000s, encouraging them to buy digital voting machines. But they turned out to be vulnerable to hacking and other problems. So Virginia has been spending its own money to upgrade once again. To machines like this one on demonstration in Fairfax that can still read paper ballots. New machines cost about $5,000 each, and Piper says they also need annual upkeep.
These one-time infusions of cash are certainly helpful, but these are problems that aren't going to go away with one infusion of cash.
States also need to protect what's still digital, from voter databases to the Wi-Fi at the local Board of Elections office. Lawrence Norden runs the election reform program at the Brennan Center for Justice.
You have counties or towns that are running elections that have no IT staff, no cybersecurity staff, and that's a vulnerability that extra money could help with.
Norden says governments need to spend at least $2.2 billion more in the next few years. There is some federal aid in the form of training and tech support from the National Guard and the Department of Homeland Security. But Susan Greenhall with the National Election Defense Coalition says even that help can only go so far.
We have 50 states and we have over 8,000 individual election jurisdictions. So if each of them come to the Department of Homeland Security, they can be overwhelmed pretty quickly.
The next federal spending bill has another $425 million for states to get better election security, but time is running out for states to actually use it before the next election. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.